The wait is over. Lookers into Bookers, the Tourism Marketing Blueprint by Chris Torres has officially launched. Whether you're looking to attract more customers, build a powerful brand, or master digital marketing strategies, this book is your ultimate guide to turning interest into bookings. Available now in all good online bookstores.
All right, let's dive right in. Today we're focusing on something I know a lot of you are interested in, using paid ads to reach travelers.
It's a topic that's near and dear to my heart as well.
And to guide our deep dive today, we have Creating Effective Paid Advertising Campaigns, a really interesting read by Chris Torres.
Yeah, he lays out some really insightful strategies in there.
Definitely. You know, when you think about it, reaching travelers with paid ads, it's like trying to stand out in a crowded marketplace, right?
Absolutely. There's so much noise out there, so many competing messages.
Exactly. So how do you, as a travel brand, cut through all that and really connect with the right people?
Well, Chris is adamant about this one key thing.
Okay, lay it on us.
It's all about really understanding your audience.
Makes sense, right? You wouldn't try to sell a luxury cruise to someone who's more of a backpacking through Europe kind of traveler.
You got it. But it goes even deeper than that. Chris dives into this concept of building customer personas.
Okay, so it's more than just knowing their age range or where they live.
Way more. Think of it like this. You're painting a picture of your ideal customer. What motivates them? What are their passions? What kind of travel experiences do they crave?
I see. It's like getting into their heads almost. It reminds me of something we talked about a few episodes ago about the psychology of travel.
Exactly. It all ties in.
So Chris actually gives some really interesting examples in the book. He talks about things like the adventure traveler, you know, the ones who are all about pushing their limits, maybe climbing mountains or exploring jungles.
Right. And then you've got the luxury traveler, who's all about indulgence, five-star hotels, personalized experiences, that whole nine yards.
Exactly. Don't forget those cultural explorers, though, the folks who want to immerse themselves in new cultures, maybe learn new language or try local cuisine.
Absolutely. And we can't leave out the family travelers trying to create those lasting memories with their kids. It's a whole different ballgame.
It's amazing how diverse the travel landscape is when you think about it.
And that's exactly why this whole persona thing is so crucial. Because if you don't know who you're talking to, how can you possibly craft a message that resonates with them?
You'd just be throwing spaghetti at the wall and hoping something sticks.
Exactly. It's a waste of time and money. But when you really nail those personas, when you understand what makes those different types of travelers tick, that's when your marketing becomes so much more effective.
It's like you're speaking directly to their travel souls.
Exactly. And that's what makes them stop scrolling and pay attention.
Okay, so let's say you've done your homework. You've created these detailed customer personas. You've got a good grasp on who your ideal traveler is. What's next? Where do you actually find these people?
Ah, that's where things get really interesting. Because now it's all about choosing the right platforms to reach those wanderlust-stricken souls.
Because let's be real, not all platforms are created equal.
You got it.
It's like you're trying to find a specific type of flower. You wouldn't go looking for a cactus in a rainforest, right?
Exactly. Each platform has its own unique ecosystem.
So let's break it down. Chris goes into some detail about this in the book. First up, we have the big one, Google.
The search giant itself. Think about it. People go to Google to find answers, to solve problems, to make decisions.
So if someone is searching for all-inclusive resorts in the Caribbean, you know, they're not just messing around.
Exactly. They're ready to book that trip. And that's where Google Ads come in. You can target those specific keywords.
So your ad pops up right when they're actively searching.
You're catching on. It's all about being in the right place at the right time.
Makes sense. But what about those travelers who are still in the dreaming phase? You know, they're scrolling through their phones, maybe sipping their morning coffee, and they're open to inspiration.
Ah, yes, the wanderlust scrollers. For those folks, we turn to the visual powerhouses, Facebook and Instagram.
Okay, yeah, those platforms are all about eye-catching photos and videos. And let's be honest, we've all fallen victim to a stunning travel ad or two on Instagram, right?
Oh, absolutely. A picture is worth a thousand words, especially when it comes to travel.
It's true. You see a photo of a crystal clear ocean or a majestic mountain range, and suddenly you're mentally packing your bags.
Exactly. And the great thing about those platforms is that they offer really granular targeting options.
so you can get really specific with who sees your ads.
Precisely. You can target people based on their interests, their demographics, their past travel behavior.
Okay, so if I'm constantly liking posts about hiking trails and national parks, you're telling me those algorithms are going to start showing me ads for outdoor gear and adventure travel packages.
You got it. It's kind of amazing when you think about it.
Mm-hmm. It's like those platforms know us better than we know ourselves sometimes.
Sometimes it's a little creepy, I have to admit. But hey, when it comes to reaching the right travelers, it's a powerful tool.
Okay, so we've covered Google, Facebook, Instagram. What about YouTube?
Ah, yes, YouTube, the land of endless videos. Chris actually makes a really good point about YouTube.
I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
He argues that YouTube is one of the most underrated platforms for travel advertising.
Really? Why is that?
Well, think about it. People go to YouTube to watch videos, obviously.
Right.
And what's more engaging than a well-produced travel video? It's like a mini vacation in itself.
That's true. You can almost feel the sand between your toes or pace the local cuisine just by watching a video.
Exactly. And the other great thing about YouTube is that people are often in a more relaxed, receptive mindset when they're watching videos.
Okay, so they're not in a rush. They're more likely to actually pay attention to your ad.
Precisely.
This is really making me rethink my whole social media strategy.
It's definitely something to consider. And Chris also brings up a platform that often gets overlooked when it comes to travel, Pinterest.
Pinterest, really? I've always thought of that as more of a place for recipes and DIY projects.
That's what I thought too. But Chris makes a really compelling case for it. He says that Pinterest is all about visual inspiration, which obviously aligns perfectly with travel.
Okay, that makes sense. People go on Pinterest to create vision boards, to plan their dream weddings, to design their dream homes.
Exactly. So why not use that same platform to help them plan their dream vacations?
Interesting. So you're saying if I'm creating a board on Pinterest filled with photos of Tuscan villas and Italian countryside landscapes, I'm probably a prime target for travel brands promoting trips to Italy.
You got it. And the beauty of Pinterest is that people are actively seeking out inspiration, so they're more likely to be receptive to your message.
This is really eye-opening. Okay, so let's say you've figured out your target audience, you've chosen the right platforms to reach them. What's next? How do you actually create ads that grab their attention?
Ah, that's a million-dollar question, isn't it?
Mm.
And this is where Chris really shines. He's got a whole section in the book dedicated to crafting ads that convert.
Convert, meaning actually convince people to book a trip.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, right?
Absolutely. So where do we begin? What are the key ingredients of an effective travel ad?
Well, Chris is a big believer in the power of visuals.
Makes sense. Travel is all about experiences.
Right. And visuals are the best way to capture and convey those experiences.
They really are the hook, aren't they? I mean, think about it. How many times have you clicked on an ad just because the photo is so captivating?
All the time. It's like those images just draw you in. And Chris emphasizes that these visuals have to be top-notch. I mean, we're talking professional photography, high resolution, vibrant colors.
So put away those blurry vacation photos you took on your old phone.
Exactly. Unless you're going for a very specific vintage aesthetic, I'd say leave it to the pros. But it's not just about pretty pictures. Chris is a big advocate for authenticity in travel advertising.
So no more generic stock photos of people who don't even look like they're enjoying themselves.
Exactly. People can spot a fake a mile away.
Yeah.
Travelers today, they crave real experiences, authentic connections.
So how do you convey that in your ads?
Well, Chris talks about showcasing real travelers in your visuals, people who actually represent your target audience.
So if you're targeting adventure-seeking millennials, show images of people their age actually hiking that mountain or kayaking down that river.
You got it. It's about showing, not just telling. And when it comes to messaging, Chris stresses the importance of focusing on benefits over features.
Okay, I've heard that before, but what does it actually mean in the context of travel advertising?
Well, a feature is something like, our hotel has a rooftop pool. A benefit is, imagine yourself sipping cocktails by a rooftop pool as the sun sets over the ocean.
Okay, yeah, I see the difference. One is just stating a fact, the other is painting a picture.
Exactly. You want to tap into those emotions, those aspirations that travelers have. Make them feel something.
Because ultimately, travel is all about how it makes you feel, right?
Precisely. And speaking of feelings, let's not forget about that all-important call to action.
The part of the ad that tells people what to do next.
Exactly. Chris is a big advocate for strong, clear calls to action that create a sense of urgency.
So instead of a generic learn more, you'd use something like, Book your dream vacation today or limited time offer, save 20% on your next trip.
Now you're getting it. You want to give people a reason to take action right now, not later. And this is where we get into the really cool stuff. Chris dives deep into the world of targeting.
Because the beauty of online advertising is that you can get incredibly specific with who sees your ads.
It's mind-blowing, actually. We're not just talking about basic demographics anymore.
Like age and location.
Right. We're talking about targeting people based on their interests, their behaviors, even their past travel history.
So if I'm constantly searching for flights to Paris and reading blog posts about French pastries, I'm probably going to start seeing ads for Parisian cooking classes and guided tours of the Louvre.
You got it. It's like those ads can read your mind sometimes. And for those travelers who've already shown interest but haven't quite taken the plunge, there's remarketing.
Yes, those ads that seem to follow you around the internet. Like that time I was browsing for a new pair of hiking boots, and suddenly I was seeing ads for those same boots everywhere I went online.
It's all those algorithms working their magic.
A little creepy, but also kind of impressive.
Definitely. But it's a powerful tool for bringing people back into the fold. Maybe they got distracted or weren't quite ready to book before.
So you give them a little nudge or reminder of that amazing trip they were considering. Maybe even sweeten the deal with a special offer or discount.
Exactly. It's all about staying top of mind.
This is really making me realize how much thought and strategy goes into creating effective travel ads. It's not as simple as just throwing something together and hoping for the best.
Not at all. And that's something Chris emphasizes throughout the book. It's all about being intentional, data-driven, and always optimizing. Speaking of optimization, Chris talks about the importance of A/B testing your ads.
So you create multiple versions of an ad with slight variations and see which one performs best.
Exactly. It's like a science experiment for your marketing. You're constantly testing and iterating to figure out what resonates most with your target audience.
It's fascinating and a bit overwhelming when you think about everything that goes into it. But I have to say, I'm feeling incredibly inspired. Chris's book has definitely given me a lot to think about.
Me too. And that's what's so great about these deep dives, right? They make you look at things from a fresh perspective.
Absolutely. Well, on that note, I think we've covered a lot of ground today. We've explored the power of understanding your target audience, the importance of choosing the right platforms, and the art of crafting compelling ads that convert. But most importantly, we've learned that successful travel advertising is an ongoing journey of experimentation, optimization, and a whole lot of data analysis.
Couldn't say it better myself. It's a wild ride.
It certainly is. So to all our listeners out there, keep exploring, keep experimenting, and never stop learning. And hey, next time you see a travel ad that really grabs your attention, take a moment to appreciate the strategy and creativity that went into it. Until next time, happy travels.